The salvation of billions is at stake because when we receive graces from heaven, from the prayers that we offer to God, people are converted, they are led more fully to Christ, and the soul in purgatory in the unpublished manuscript of Purgatory reveals to us the thing that we need to obtain all the graces that we ask for when we pray. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. We are in day 16, halfway through our 33-day consecration. Congratulations to all of you that have been doing it up until now. If you are new to this, it doesn't matter. Our Lady wants us to consecrate ourselves to her, especially under this title, Our Lady Star of the Sea, the title that is the most preferred by the souls in purgatory. Let's get into today's reading. Do you know why God does not now grant you the graces you are asking of him? It is because you have not enough confidence in him. Likewise, you forget the many and great graces that Jesus has given you. He pursues you from morning to night, and you avoid him as much as you can. It is not proper for you to treat God thus, especially after he has been so kind to you. Try at every moment to look into yourself to see if you are pleasing to God. Examine yourself to learn if any of your acts cause him pain. Such a constant disposition will put you more and more in favor with God. You must love God so much that in a short time he may truly find in your heart a welcome place to make his abode. Jesus must be able to tell you all his sorrows, such as those the world inflicts upon him daily, and on your part you must give him the tender love that will console him. A lot for us to ponder. First, about the conversion of the world. The scriptures alone and the preaching only of the faith will not convert the whole world. Look at the evidence that we have right now. Scripture alone and preaching alone has only converted about a third of the world. There's roughly about 6 to 7 to 8 billion people on earth, and only 2 billion are Christians. Not enough. What are we going to do with the other 5 or 6 billion people? Just leave them there and hope that God does something? That's what many are doing, hoping that perhaps through the illumination of conscience or some sort of massive miracle that they will be converted. But the church must act. And what is the formula that Jesus himself gave us? When you look at how he converted people, what did he do? Prayer, sacrifice, preaching, but there was something else that people don't want to look to because it's too difficult and it makes us too vulnerable. Miracles. Some through healing of people who had physical ailments, others through exorcisms. And when you look at the apostles and the other saints, that's also one of the primary ways that they converted people, through miracles. What did they need to produce those miracles? Who, by the way, those miracles were not for them, it was for the people watching. When we ask God for many, many graces, sometimes we don't even need those graces. If you're really honest, we have the love of Jesus. We have the love of Mary. We have the love of the souls in purgatory, and we have faith. What else do we need? Nothing. We don't need anything. It's those that don't believe that need to see the miracles. Stop being selfish. You're not asking for you. You're asking for those that are watching. The people that don't believe, how are they going to believe? There's so many people out there preaching. How do they know who's right or who's wrong? Through proof. They need proof. Jesus gave proof. We need to do so too. But why don't we want to do it? We don't want to do it because when you go out there and you ask, nothing might happen. And that's embarrassing, right? That's humiliating. So our pride and our fear of failure is getting in the way. Some people will say that the church isn't holy now. But you know what? I beg to differ. Because if you look out there, there are many holy priests out there. There are many holy nuns. There are many holy deacons and bishops. There's many holy lay people. Probably as holy as it's always been. As holy as it was in the early church. But very few are stepping out in faith, are stepping out in faith for the sake of evangelizing others. That's why. It's not that we need God to do a show of power. We don't need that. We already believe. we already love him. We're not asking for miracles for us. We're asking for miracles for them. And this, echoing things and writings like the Diary of Divine Mercy, we need more faith. Faith, trust, confidence, as it's put here. It's all similar things. It's not just, although it does include intense conviction and feelings, but it's also stepping out in firm purpose and action. That's really what confidence is. It's interior feelings put into action, stepping out in front of a crowd and with someone who's sick and praying over them and saying, Jesus, in your name, may this person be healed so that the people around may believe in your name. Didn't Jesus do this? We see it in the scriptures. Why don't we do it? You know what we do? Oh, someone else will do it. Someone else who's holier. The priests will do it. And you know what the priests say? Oh, some other priests will do it. And you know what those priests say? The bishops will do it. And you know what the bishops will say? The Pope will do it. And you know what the Pope says? I don't know if I believe in that. So we're all passing the buck to someone else, aren't we? Right? We all pass the buck to someone else. Oh, the nuns, they have faith. They'll do it. And they'll say, well, we're not authorized. Everyone finds some loophole or excuse because it's dangerous to step out in faith and ask for extraordinary graces. And some of those graces we do need for us to grow in the spiritual life. We need to ask for advanced graces, advance in deeper prayer, growth in the spiritual life, full development. Do you know that we will go to purgatory not just because of our sins, but also because of our failure to develop in the spiritual life? For us to enter heaven, we must have passed through all the stages of the spiritual life. Did you know that? The state of purgation, illumination, and union, this three stages of the spiritual life. And you know what the last stage of the spiritual life is? It's the flame of love stage. I'm going to talk about that in future videos. Those are the stages of the spiritual life. So even if you have no sins, if you have not developed in the spiritual life, you're not going to get into heaven. Kind of like if you haven't developed speech, even if you're really smart, your intelligence doesn't do anything. You need to know how to speak to get into college, for instance, to use that as a metaphor. So my friends, we need more confidence so that we can obtain graces for us to grow in the spiritual life and miracles and graces to convert other people. Let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 17.